Last Tuesday night, 14-year-old Haley Mia of Clifton finished fourth in the season finale of NBC's The Voice. She joins me on New Jersey 101.5. Haley, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Have you come back down to earth yet?
not really.
What an incredible voice. You're like an artist with a paintbrush. The range you have at your age, my God.
Thank you so much. That means the world.
And you look so good on stage. You were perfectly placed in all the videos. Now, Deja Vu by Olivia Rodrigo, and I Don't Want to Be You Anymore, Billie Eilish. Different songs, different range. You nailed them both. You crushed. What was that like for you, singing those songs on national television?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, thank you. Second of all, it's kind of crazy knowing that I got to sing, you know, two of my favorite songs on a huge stage like that. Honestly, I was so excited when I found out that I could even sing those two songs, you know? And I Don't Want to Be You Anymore was very in my element, and it was very slowed down and mellow and basically me, and it had a beautiful, beautiful message, which that's something I wanted to give in the finale, is a beautiful message and just a beautiful song. And with Deja Vu, I also just wanted to give, you know, a fun time, because I feel like I'm always like sad. So I kind of just wanted to, you know, be happy and embrace that youthful side of me and just show also that to the world, because, you know, I'm still 14.
Yeah. And you wanted this since you were 13. You waited till you were 13 to get this break.
Yes. Yes, I did.
You could hear, you could see and hear your heart in both songs. You know, especially I Don't Want to Be You Anymore. There was so much emotion coming through. How did this journey begin?
It began around this time last December, believe it or not. So it's been going on for a year. Right. I specifically remember, you know, my mom just telling me about, you know, signing up for the show and just submitting a video through a website. And I didn't really think anything of it. I just submitted the video. You know, I had fun. I thought it would be just a little silly thing. And we ended up going out to dinner because it was a Friday night. And my mom gets an email from The Voice, and instantly she starts freaking out. And it said that I got a call back and that they reviewed my cover of You Say by Lauren Daigle, and they loved it. And they were going to give me a call back in March. So I waited all that time from December to March, and I was like, I don't think they're going to call me back. I think it was just like a scam. I don't know. You know, a 13-year-old girl's mind just overthinking everything. So I remember one day at the park, my dad had told me to answer the phone, and I didn't think anything of it. It was just a normal day. We were at the park, and he told me to pick up the phone. And I hear a woman speaking, and the first word she says is, "This is so-and-so from The Voice," and I instantly, like, literally started screaming. I still feel bad for that woman, because I was screaming right in her ear. But, and they flew me out in May, and ever since then, it's just been constant filming and work, and it's literally thinking about it that it was almost exactly a year ago today is like the craziest thing ever. Like, I never even expected it to happen. And the fact that I made it to the finale and did the whole thing is insane to me. And I'm super proud, and I'm super grateful for the whole thing. But thinking about it is just wild.
You screaming into that phone made that woman's day. With that voice, she probably recorded it and keeps it forever. Now, what was going through your head during the blind audition when Kelly Clarkson and Ariana Grande both turned for you? And what made you pick Ariana? God.
You know, I honestly had no experience in anything related to the music world besides singing. You know, my mom put me in vocal lessons when I was 8 years old, and ever since then I've been doing them, but other than that, like, I literally had no experience even holding a microphone. Like, standing on a huge stage and like that was really nerve-wracking for me. I remember stage rehearsal, and I was like, how am I going to do this? I don't know what to do at all. And it was like really scary. But at the end of the day, in my mind, when I was actually performing, I told myself that I have to push through and break through those nerves, because this is what I want to do. This is the life I'm choosing. This is who I want to be and what I want to be. So even looking back on my blind audition now, like, I can hear the nervousness in my voice. And I don't know if anybody else can, but I can, because, you know, I'm me. But just thinking about all that is just insane. And I sing with my eyes closed, because I'm a very, very emotional singer. And I open my eyes towards the end of the performance, and I see Ariana and Kelly had both turned around for me, and I didn't even know what to think. My mind was blank. I didn't even know what was happening. It all happened so fast. The crowd was so loud. Everything just happened so fast. But in that moment, I just felt so proud. Like, even in that, like, one moment, that, like, blink, I was, like, so proud of myself, because I just, that's all I ever wanted in life, honestly.
Wow.
And it just happened. And, you know, I was thinking, I was like, who should I pick? And Ariana had been my idol for years, you know. And
I was just like,
you know what? I'm just gonna go with her. Yes, and Sam and Cat, 100%. I'm just gonna go with her, and I'm just gonna, you know, hopefully it works out. She's like a friend to me. She gives off really good best friend, big sister vibes. Let's just go with her. And that's what I was really thinking. And that's, like, I guess the whole gist of it. And it's still so insane.
And you got stolen by Kelly. Now, what was it like working with Ariana Grande and Kelly Clarkson? What were the differences in their coaching styles?
Oh, God. I just want to say that it's such an honor to have gotten to work with either of them, let alone both of them. And the difference, in my opinion, between them two is that Ariana is very, she's very, like, friend-like. She's not, like, mother-like, but not in a bad way whatsoever. Like, she's the most, she's the sweetest, most invested, most motivated person I know. And she gave me confidence and motivation and taught me things like how to flip into my mask voice, how to be more powerful when I'm using my head voice. And I'm so incredibly grateful for that. But Kelly, on the other hand, since I'm 14, I adapt to more mother-like people. And that's what Kelly is, because she's a mom. And I think the difference between them is just that, is that Ariana's more of like your big sister and Kelly's more of like your mom. And honestly, I think that getting to work with them was such an honor, and I'd do it again any day. And they're both so amazing. I would never ever say one is better than the other. They're both so amazing, and I'm so honored to have gotten to work with both of them.
And they would do anything to work with you as well. Haley, Mia, the finishing fourth Tuesday night, the finale of The Voice. What was the best advice you were given on the show?
I think the best advice I was given on the show was probably by Kelly. And she told me to not really think about what I'm doing and just doing it, because I'm like probably the worst overthinker in the world. And I just like think about, well, what if this is going to happen? And then what if this happens? Or what if this happens? Like, it's just like my mind is like a roller coaster that never ends, and it's just going around in circles. So I think the best advice she's ever given me as a person, but also as an artist, is to just not think about it too much, because every time after, like, when she told me that, I just went out on stage and I didn't think about anything. I got on that stage, I had fun, and I did what I love to do. And I think that's probably the best advice I've ever been given in my life, because now I don't overthink as much, and it sucks being an overthinker.
You're 14. You got a lot of time to get over that. All right. Now, okay. Haley, where do we go from here?
Wherever the world takes me. I would say somewhere specific, but I don't know. You know, I'm still young. I want to spend the holidays with my family, you know, spend some more time with my family. I've been gone for 9 weeks. And after that, I take every opportunity I'm given. I find any way, any time, and any day to sing in front of people and inspire people and help people through music and hopefully put out my own music, get in a studio, you know, whatever comes my way.
You have inspired so many people watching you here in New Jersey, and I hope you come down to our studio, hang out one night, take some calls. We'd love to have
I
you
will.
After the holidays. Oh, I love it. Haley, Mia, thank you so much for coming on. The best Christmas ever for you and your family, and congratulations
on the Voice. Thank you so much for having me. It was such an honor.
You got it. It was an honor for us. We'll talk soon. Thank you again for coming on, Haley.
Yes, thank you.